Now, in terms of the visual properties that are being used, and if you sort of say which are the pre-attentive early visual processes that are being tapped into, one is motion, because as you interact with the filter, things appear and disappear, position where something is located in the scatter plot, the color, and also size, in terms of as you start seeing more less and less results, they become more and more visible and become larger, and then if there's not too many results, you even see a picture of the movie and so on. So this is what's called semantic zooming. Already alluded to that, how you pick the two dimensions in the star field or the scatter plot, you choose the one that are of most interest or importance in order to the, for the task at hand. And there might be even options that you can switch and say, let be A1, instead of having time of when the movie was created and the rating, maybe you want to have on one plot the actor's name, and you want to have on another one the director's name. And so depending of what you're most interested in.